Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.O. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ AKTM dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary sadness, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures, no scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big and Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
World, it's the Riding Dirty Show. It's yours truly, Big XL. What up, KJ? All right, this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. What up, mate? Gotta start this thing off by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Let me clean my glasses here. WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15 plus years. After 15, I stopped counting. We've been over there so damn long, I have stopped counting. All right? But you can definitely check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. All right, check us out live on your FM airways in the ATL. Also, got to say, one time for the good people over at Live 365. Let me tell you a little bit about Live 365. All right, now, Live 365, they are the Internet's oldest hub for Internet radio. Now, we partnered up with Live 365 because if you are an affiliate or partner of Live 365, it enables you the opportunity to broadcast and pay artists royalties for their music. Now, it's not that simple. Artists, your music must be properly registered. Now, we ain't just playing your music, cutting you a check. Your music has to be properly registered, which means if your music is registered through BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, whoever handles your publishing, if your music is played through any Live 365 Internet affiliate, then you will receive points towards royalties for your radio play. Okay? All right. Now, let me get into this. All right. We partnered with Live 365 last year, and we launched our very own Internet radio station, Ride 95. Now, let me let you know how to access Ride 95. It's easy, easy, easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. That's live365.com. All right, go into the search engine. Type in Ride95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo, and voila, you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay? Now, if you want to access this via the mobile device, it's also just as easy. What up, Ron? All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download that app, then go to the search engine, type in Ride95, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right? So please, lock us in. Make us your favorite station. We are the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. Okay? Also, real quick. Now, I want to tell everybody out there checking us out, please, please, there's a brand new app I discovered. It's a streaming app. It's a streaming service. It's called Beego Live. All right, so y'all can check me out all day, every day, on in and out on Beego Live, Riding Dirty Radio. We're doing all our interviews on Beego Live. We're doing our radio show on Beego Live. We're doing news on Beego Live. Beego Live is the home of the Riding Dirty Show. So please go to Beego and follow us, Riding Dirty Radio. I also got to say one time for my girl over at Beego, Serene Styles, who definitely hooked us up and has been a great liaison and partner. All right, so shout out to Shireen Styles up in Chicago. Definitely, definitely got the makeup tutorials going down, okay? All right, if you get a chance and you want to know about makeup, holler at my girl Shireen Styles. All right, so ladies and boys and girls, I'll let you know all the good news. I'll let you know about Bego. I'll let you know about Live 365, and I'll also let you know about WRFG. Now, be sure, you can check us streaming on any of your favorite streaming sites. All you got to do is go to your favorite streaming site, whether it's iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, Audio Mac, SoundCloud, type in Ryan Dirty Radio, and voila, your favorite interviews will appear. All right, now, if you want to hear some of that good, good music, go to Spotify and check out our playlist, Riding Dirty Radio. Or if you want to see some of the hottest videos, go to the Riding Dirty Radio, go to the Riding Dirty TV page and click Hip Hop 2021, and you'll have music videos all day, every day. Okay. Follow us also on YouTube at Riding Dirty TV. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to get into it. It's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most. And it's talking to the people that are definitely representing, doing their thing. Whether it's changing the world through arts, entertainment, through culture, through music, through entrepreneurship, just being a damn good person and trying to make the world a better place. This is the platform for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, like every day, you know how we bring it, and we bring it to you raw. What up, Stoney? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Riding Dirty Show. My guy, singer, songwriter, Mr. Josanti. What's going on, my G?
Hey, what's going on, partner? You can hear me clearly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Loud and clear, 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 clear. All right,
all
man.
Right.
First and foremost, man, I gotta say thank you. I'm truly honored, and it's a pleasure to have you on the platform, for you to tell the listeners, my subscribers, the people that check out this show about you, your journey, and your life.
Thank you for having me on your show. I am truly honored. Thank you.
All right, so let's get into it. First thing I want you to let these good people know is where is Josanti from?
Josanti is from Buffalo, New York. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about your musical journey. Because when did you realize that you wanted to pursue music as a career and a way of changing your life?
It's crazy because music came in my life very early. So every time I went to school, especially in high school, I met three friends of mine, and we would freestyle every day. Before school, after school, going on the bus, freestyling, we'd just be doing that every single day. And after that, I just realized, you know, I just wanted to pursue music. And I also have been into acting as well a little bit, and I'm also a dancer, so there's a couple things I can do, honestly, with talent, as far as talent goes. So I really realized when I was about, I'd say 20, 21, when I went to Job Corps and I was getting my certifications done, and music was still around me while I was focused in school. So it was like, oh, okay, so it comes around me anyway. All right, I might as well take advantage of it and, you know, take off from there.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say freestyling, what type of freestyling were you doing? Were you singing? Were you rapping? What type of freestyling was going on?
It was pretty much like a little of both. Like, we were trying to be creative in our own way. And every time we freestyled, we felt like we made a hit every time. So it was one of those things where we were just trying to be versatile and trying to seek how we can, you know, build our craft in music. And I really got into singing in particular, and I was like 16. So I was singing since I was 16 and rapping since I was like 14.
Okay. All right. Now, who are some of your influences when it comes to music?
Man, you know what's crazy? I have a lot of influencers. You know, every artist made it their own way, and they made it for a reason. So I say Lil Uzi Vert, Tekka, Future. I say Nas, especially when it comes to lyricists, and 50 Cent.
Okay, now that is a very, very, very array a very different array of artists, especially modern day artists, but they all have very, very powerful messages and styles and uniqueness. So I can see why you gravitate to those artists. Now, growing up in your household, what was it like for you?
Growing up in my household, I grew up with a sister and three brothers, and I loved them dearly. So it was a struggle, you know. I struggled in life, you know, living shelter to shelter. To be honest, I lived in four different states in my lifetime. I lived in Florida, New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So, you know, I've been a little bit of everywhere, especially, you know, being homeless and, you know, living shelter to shelter and having to travel that way. So it was definitely a struggle, but I definitely overcame a lot of obstacles in life. And, you know, I'm truly blessed to be alive today, and I'm very thankful.
Okay. Now, when you decided after those days of freestyling, you decided to get serious about the music, what was the process like for you when you started to get serious with the music? Did you first just start writing stuff? Did you find beats? Did you find a studio? What was the beginning of the journey like for you?
The beginning of the journey was like, it's crazy because I'd have, you know, producers approach me randomly, you know, and be like, hey, do you rap? And I'd be like, kinda, like, okay. And they'll be like, nah, for real, do you rap? And I'll be like, okay, what you saying? They'll be like, oh, you know, I produce music, you know what I mean? And they'll be like, oh, okay, you know, I do this and that, I own a record label. And I'll be like, oh, okay, that's what's up. And they'll be like, all right, I want to hear something, what you got? And I'll be like, oh, right on the spot, you feel what I'm saying? So it got to the point where I was like, okay, if somebody were to approach me on the spot like that next time, I should be ready. So from there on out, I just kept writing, you know, bars, you know, 16s or hooks and putting them together, you know what I mean? And the next time that I approached somebody, you know, I gave them good music, you know, the best way I could. And, you know, I displayed it the way I could, pretty much. So, yeah.
Okay, now, in meeting different people, because I know all day, every day, people are always coming up to people saying, oh, do you rap? Do you sing? I got a label. I got this. I can help your career. And meeting people, like, was everyone you met honest and up forward, or did you meet people that you felt like was sometimes scamming?
Not all the time. You know what I mean? They weren't always, you know, straight up forward. You know, I worked with people that, you know, like, for example, like, I worked with a producer that, you know, he really didn't want to work with my sound in particular because he had other artists that he wanted to work with, but he never truly told me that. You feel what I'm saying? But it never really bothered me because I stayed true to my craft and I kept studying. So I always did my homework, even when I'm by myself. So I took to heart on that. So, you know, I learned my lessons. So now that I own my own record label, I really, you know, believe in what I do, and I believe that we're going to make it in our own lane, for sure.
Okay, now that sounds crazy, a person who wanted to work with you but didn't want to work with your style. I don't even know what – I don't know. Anyway, it's not for me. Okay, my question is, define your style to the people and the future fans.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Can you define your musical style to the people that are checking this show out and your future fans?
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like my style is, like, pretty much authentic for sure. I'm trying to bring originality to the table, for real. And I'm really trying to show the fans that, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. Believe in what you do. Believe in what you believe in. Continue to follow your dreams. Don't let nobody let you down. And my craft is more about freedom, you know. I just want you to feel free and feel good when you listen to my music. And I'm really trying to send a positive message to the fans and to the people. And I hope they receive it well.
All right, now, being an independent artist, what's been one of the most complicated part for you about being an independent artist?
Being an independent artist, obviously, like, you know, doing it yourself. Pretty much, you know, it's a lot of work. So that itself can be a little frustrating because of the simple fact that you have to do everything yourself, just to simplify it that way. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But it's a wonderful thing to go independent nowadays because you can create your own lane the way you want it.
Okay, definitely, no doubt. Now, as an artist, and just looking at your pictures, you're a very handsome guy. What does Joe Santa have for the ladies?
Thank you very much, sir. What I have for the ladies, man, it's all the love in the world, man. I gotcha. Nah, shout out to the ladies out there. I'm really trying to bring some music for the ladies to where, you know, they feel good when they listen to it. So I'm just trying to create a vibe. I feel like my mixtape is a whole vibe. So I feel like you know what I mean? You'll feel good listening to it every time, every second of it.
Okay, now, you mentioned in your bio one of the most memorable moments of your life was going to a concert that featured Alicia Keys, Ne-Yo, and Jordan Sparks. What about that concert affected you in such a manner?
Man, it was crazy because I was like 13 years old. So me wanting to look up to people in that way, like, you know, Ne-Yo, Alicia Keys, those are legends in the game. So I was just so, like, amazed of how passionate they were, you know, of what they do. You know what I mean? And it was a powerful thing to see. You know, three idols in one stage. Man, that was amazing. And, you know, amazing voices in their own right. And they all have their own styles. It was great. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience for sure. So when I went to that concert, I went with my sister. And my sister is like my best friend. So when we went there, man, she yelled, "I love you," to Alicia Keys, man. She heard us. And she was like, "I love you too." And I was like, "Oh, snap." Like, yo, that was crazy. But it was definitely a memorable moment. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. All right, so look, let's talk about your label. Tell me a little bit about your label. When did you start it? And so far, what's the progress?
Well, the label is up and coming, and we are doing phenomenal. We're putting in a lot of work. We have a show coming up September 9th at the Artisans Bar and Gallery and Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Downtown. Shout out to y'all. And so we're very excited, man. We're excited about this next show. I have a video shoot coming up as well on the 15th. And shout out to DJ Cecil, Cobra Man. Shout out to Cobra Man for real. He got the Man on the Mission mixtape. Go look my man up. My man is killing it. He got that fire. You know what I mean? My artist is killing it out here. He's on all streaming platforms. So, yeah, we're working hard, man. We're really working hard on our craft. We're really trying to promote our music as much as we can. And since we're new to this, we're learning things on the way. And I feel like we're doing a great job. And we're just working hard, man. We definitely have a good mindset, so.
How do you juggle the hats from being an artist and being a CEO?
Honestly, it's very difficult. But you have to learn how to, like, split the time between the two, pretty much, with a schedule. So, for example, DJ Cecil and I own the label together, so. He is the CEO and I'm the co-CEO. So what we do is, you know, we'll video call, even when we're not together, we'll video call each other and be like, "Hey, you know, you got this down. I'll be like, "Not yet, but hey, I'm going to go work on it." Boom. So I'll start doing my homework and he'll let me know what I got to get done throughout the day. As far as, you know, being a CEO. Now, we, you know, obviously when it comes to music and running a business, you know, the biggest part is networking. So what we do is really try to network with how we can, you know, find our own connections into, you know, having our own shows and, you know, finding promotions and, you know, meeting different managers, tour managers, you know, just trying to find different leeways to, you know, make things work and make it happen. So that's how I go out throughout the day being a CEO as far as an artist. I'll be writing on my own time for the most part. I always write on the side every single day. Especially at work on my break, so I'm really dedicated to my writing as well as an artist. So I feel like it's a difficult thing. You just got to learn how to schedule between the two. And, you know, once you get that done, I feel like, you know, you'll have it in hand.
Okay, now, give a little words of advice to aspiring artists. What would be some of the things that you would tell people who want to pursue music as a career?
You know, to me, it's pretty simple. It's like if you feel the passion behind what you do and you feel every word that you say, every single time you speak on that mic, every time you speak on that mic, you know, you feel it. I mean, just believe in what you do. Just believe in what you say every single time you say it, especially when you're doing music. Just really, you know, stay dedicated. Keep pushing forward no matter what. Just keep pushing forward. If you can do it, I can do it. That's why I got my record label, Why Not You? If I can do it, you can do it. And this is what we stand for. So you got to believe in yourself, and it all starts with you. You got to want it more than anybody else. You're living on this platform for a reason. You got to live life. And that's what my mixtape is called, Live Life.
Okay, speaking of your mixtape, tell me a little bit about the mixtape, the process that went into it, how many songs, and what's your favorite song on the mixtape?
The process making the mixtape was pretty much fun. I was just trying to have fun and enjoy doing the process. And the mixtape, my favorite song on the mixtape, I don't necessarily got a favorite, but I like all my music. I like all my music. I just try to, you know, sing my heart out every time. I just try to, you know, do it in a way that, you know, people would want to listen in pretty much. And I always feel every single word that I sing about. And I feel like this mixtape is really going to send a message out there in a positive way to where you can actually enjoy music and be comfortable about it. You know, obviously you have violent music, you know, you got music about the streets, you got music about, you know, going out, you got music about girls, men, all around. You got music about different subjects. So it all depends on how you bring it out. So the energy I'm trying to put out there with my mixtape is all about a vibe and have a great time and live your life.
Okay. All right. Now, who are some of the producers you work with on this project?
I did not work with any other producer besides DJ Cecil. And honestly, we're trying to keep it in-house because we are trying to flourish in what we do and we're trying to learn the game. So, yeah, just pretty much DJ Cecil.
Okay. All right. Now, when will that be available for everybody? And where can they check it out?
My mixtape is dropping September 10th. Live Life, check it out on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, you name it, SoundCloud. And you can follow my page on Facebook, WNY Joe Santi. And, yeah, you can check it out, man. Check it out, check it out, check it out. And also follow Cobra Man. Check out his mixtape, Man on the Mission. That man is blowing up. He's killing it out here. For sure.
Okay, now you mentioned your Facebook page. Where else can people find you? Are you on Instagram? Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I have Instagram, WNY Joe Santi, and capital J, capital S. You can find me on Instagram, and that's all the streaming platforms that I have for now, honestly. It's just Facebook and Instagram. But besides that, when the mixtape drops, it'll be on all streaming platforms.
Okay. Joe Santi, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show, sharing your journey. Now, the next thing I need you to do before we get up out of here is introduce your record to the world.
Live Life?
Yes, sir.
Like the single record?
Yes, sir.
Well, Live Life is speaking about living your life freely. Don't care what people have to say about you. You know, just believe in yourself. Every day when you wake up, just know that you got it. You know, smile. Always smile and just keep your head up. Just know that you're always going to be okay as long as you strive for better. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, speak up. So That's the message I'm trying to send.
No doubt. Quick question, Joshon. You said you had a show in the ATL. What day is that show, and where is that show again?
September 9th at the Artisans Bar and Gallery, Atlanta, Georgia, downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, and what time is that set to jump off?
At 8:45, doors open until 12 o'clock p.m.
Okay. All right, Joe Santi. I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. All right, and last thing again, man, I'm about to drop this record. Before I drop it, set it off and introduce it to the world.
Yo, this is Joe Santi. I got that record playing for real. Live life for real. And it's all a vibe, and I hope y'all feel. So enjoy that. Hey.
Appreciate it, my G.
For sure.
Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why in my life I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live. Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why in my life I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live.
Hey, I'm the next one up. Always knew when my time was coming. All I know, I gotta stand for something. Never live your life based on other people. Love yourself, that's good for your health. I know how it feels when you don't have no help. But nowadays, thank God to help myself. Now I'ma take off and live my life. Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why my life, I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live. Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why my life, I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live. Looking down, see me on your TV. Leading by example, that's all I wanna see. Speaking on the truth, hope it's better for the youth. If we don't help each other, then what's better to do? Yes, I'm the shit, but not better than you. Who am I to judge when I live my life? Yes, I'm the shit, but not better than you. Who am I to judge when I live my life? Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why my life, I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live. Never listen to what people gotta say, no. That's why my life, I always try to lay low. Live life how you live. Live life how you live.
Hi, one time for my man, Joe Santi. This is Around Dirty Show, your boy Vic XL, coming to you live and direct. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.